Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will meet with his Russian counterpart in Switzerland this week as tensions between the U.S. and Russia escalate over a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine. This U.S. State Department said Blinken will travel to Kiev to meet with President Volodymyr Zelensky, move on to Berlin, and then meet Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva on Friday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki underscored the urgency. The U.S. has not concluded whether Putin plans to invade or whether the show of force is intended to squeeze security concessions without an actual conflict. Russian officials say Moscow is sending an unspecified number of troops from the country's far east to Belarus for major joint military drills. The deployment will dramatically bolster an estimated 100,000 Russian troops already amassed near Ukraine and what the West fears could be a prelude to an invasion. Russia has denied that it intends to attack, but Moscow has demanded guarantees from the West that NATO will not expand to Ukraine or other ex-Soviet nations or place weapons there. Those demands were rejected last week and by Washington and its allies. The White House warned Tuesday and the West Russia could attack its neighbor at any point, while the UK delivered a batch of anti-tank weapons to Ukraine. The United States' two largest wireless phone carriers, AT&T and Verizon, say they will delay some new 5G wireless services after the airline industry raised alarms about potential interferences with important systems on planes. The airlines had warned of widespread flight cancellations and disruptions, and the Biden administration got involved to settle the showdown between the telecom companies and airlines over AT&T and Verizon's plan to launch new 5G wireless services this week. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is planning to travel to Honduras next week to attend the inauguration of President-elect Castro. Harris has been tasked by U.S. President Joe Biden with the hefty job of finding solutions on immigration at the southwest border. Tens of thousands of Hondurans and other Central American migrants come to the border every month. U.S. border officials stop migrants more than 1.7 million times during the fiscal year that ended September 30th, nearly quadruple the 458,000 plus in the previous fiscal year when COVID-19 first struck. Hong Kong activist Edward Leung, who coined the now-banned slogan, "Liberate Hong Kong, Revolution of Our Times," has been released from prison. The 30-year-old was convicted of assaulting a police officer and rioting during a 2016 protest that began over a crackdown on unlicensed hawkers selling street food during Lunar New Year. He was sentenced in 2018 to serve 6 years, but it was then reduced for good behavior. Leung's release comes during a crackdown on political dissent in Hong Kong, and with authorities arresting many pro-democracy activists over the past 2 years. A post on Leung's Facebook page said that he wanted to cherish his reunion with his family. It also said his Facebook page would be then taken down to protect him. Recapping some of our top stories again, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is planning to meet with Russian counterpart in Switzerland this week, this Wednesday. And this is to ease tensions between the U.S. and Russia. It's been escalating over a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine. The U.S. State Department said that Blinken will travel to Kiev, meeting with the President Volodymyr Zelensky. He'll then move on to Berlin and then meet with the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva on Friday. All of this comes as Russian officials say that Moscow is, in fact, sending an unspecified number of troops from the country's far east to Belarus. This is for major joint military drills there. This will bolster the estimated 100,000 Russian troops that are already amassed near Ukraine. The West fears that this could be a prelude to an invasion, although Russia has completely denied that it intends to invade Ukraine. Those demands from Russia to exclude Ukraine and other ex-Soviet nations from NATO were denied by Washington last week. The White House has warned that Russia could attack its neighbor at any point. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.